Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
4 o'clock hour. NFL kicks off tonight. Feeling good. Crowder's doing the show from Tuscaloosa today. He's got to go record an interview for The Pivot. He's going to disappear for a segment or two while he does so. Can I say who he's interviewing? Did he say on the air? I can't remember if he said on the air or off the air.
I don't think he did say it on the air.
All right. Well, it's the Alabama quarterback. You figured out. Stock Market Report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down another 219 points today. That's 0.5%. S&P 500 down 16 points. NASDAQ up 0.25%, 43 points. You interviewed the Alabama quarterback at SEC Media Days, no?
I didn't interview him officially on the air, but I did get to talk to him for a few minutes in like a media scrum, and actually seemed like a cool dude. Very cool dude.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of AJ McCarron, for sure.
Let's get headlines. We still have a ton to get to in the next couple hours on the program, and the NFL kicks off tonight, and then there's a game tomorrow night. You got a full docket of college football on Saturday, Dolphins on Sunday, baby. I mean, it is all lining up. I love this time of year more than anything. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hey, Hawk, let's go lock in. Everybody lock the bleep in, all right?
Locked in.
Football today, we got some Dolphins news. Good Dolphins news, by the way. Everybody lock the hell in. Aaron Brewer, your Dolphins center, he's the one replacing Connor Williams. He's also the one that will keep Liam Eichenberg from taking snaps. To be honest, I think we're all happy about that. He said that he's going to play Sunday. Versus the Jaguars, he practiced and he snapped all week. I'm reading from Cameron Wolf on social media. Brewer said he broke his hand on a combo block last month, had surgery on it, but now it feels real solid. He says it's like a brand new hand. Well, that doesn't make me very confident anymore. I didn't read that quote until I just read it to you live on the air.
Weird, because Tua was practicing taking snaps from the old hand all offseason.
Right. I mean, you've been doing one thing your entire life with a hand. Now you're going to do it with a new hand.
Maybe he means it feels like a fresh hand, which would be better than a brand new hand. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe don't lock in as much as I wanted you to lock in about 3 minutes ago.
All right.
No, but that is good news. You get your starting center good to go. On Sunday. Should be getting another Dolphins injury report today, right, Hawk?
What's coming? Yeah, I would imagine probably in the next hour.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that game will be on Sunday from Hard Rock Stadium, 1 p.m., Dolphins versus Jaguars. You want to hear what Trevor Lawrence had to say? Spoke to the media yesterday.
Sure.
Doug Peterson's been talking. Obviously, Tua spoke yesterday. We read you some of the quotes. He said he's always had the it factor, which I like from Tua. Here's what Trevor Lawrence had to say on facing pretty much a brand new Dolphins defense.
That's challenging. You know, when you're early games in the season are always a little tough, but especially when it's a new defensive coordinator. So you try to, you know, piece it all together, some preseason stuff, some Baltimore stuff, all those things. You got to kind of try to, you know, take your educated guesses on, you know, what you're going to see, and you got to prepare kind of for everything. And obviously it'll be a big game where you adjust as you go and you kind of see what they're doing. And obviously everyone has a game plan. So once we go in and we figure out what theirs is, it's on us to make the adjustments and, you know, try to execute what we think is the best plays versus whatever they're doing.
All right, there you go. I mean, they don't know what to expect from an Anthony Weaver defense. Defense looks a little bit different than it did last season. So they've got an educated guess, and then they'll make their adjustments. And then we'll make our readjustments. We'll see what happens at the end.
What are you expecting from the Dolphins defense? Hawk, I've told you.
I have no idea.
I have my my big concerns. Like, how is it going to look? But I don't know. Maybe you think they'll be fine.
Oh, I do think they'll be fine. I think the panic that ensued when they lost Christian Wilkins and Andrew Van Ginkel, I think that panic for me has been replaced with a confidence. But I will say they are dinged up. That's the only, like, if they're at full strength, I feel really good. Obviously, we're not going to see Chubb out there, but you might see Jalen Phillips out there. Sounds like are we pacing to see Jalen Ramsey?
I don't know. Ethan Bonner today discussed potentially having to start in place of Jalen Ramsey. And then I know the Dolphins DB's coach was talking about even Storm Duck getting some reps as well. So we just don't know right now with Jalen Ramsey.
All right. So, I mean, I think at full strength, the defense is a really good defense. Obviously, you lose Christian Wilkins, you lose a great pass rusher, but I'm okay with the defense. But if you lose Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Phillips isn't out there and you got to wait for Bradley Chubb, then you start to wonder, okay, well, how will they look when they're piecemealed together?
I'm just imagining Aaron Brewer's new hand looking a lot like Ludacris's hands yesterday, throwing out the first pitch.
That would be great. That would be great. He comes out there with giant hands, giant arms.
Tonight, NFL opens up. You got the Chiefs ring night, second straight year ring night for the Chiefs. They're going to host the Baltimore Ravens. I like this opening season matchup, by the way. I was talking to Jimmy about it.
Great matchup. Monday Night Football is a great matchup with Aaron Rodgers against the Niners.
What's the line tonight?
See here. It was like 3.5, right?
What's your plan for tonight? Like, are you
betting Baltimore.
It's 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5. KC minus 2.5. Man, I'd like to take Baltimore and make it 3. Maybe I'll tease Baltimore up to like 9.5. I don't know. I think I'm going to bet Baltimore. Maybe I'll just take Baltimore on the money line at plus 120. I'm certainly going to put some player props in there. I'm going to be all over the place tonight.
All right.
Going to live bet. You know, speaking of ring ceremonies, you know the Panthers, the Florida Panthers, have their ring ceremony opening night. It's about a month away. It's just over a month. What's the day? September 5th? I think it's October 8th.
That's crazy, 8th or 9th. Man.
Like, it's literally just about 1 month away.
NHL season starts early October. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's crazy, man.
Crazy.
It's too much. Almost, right? Like, it's almost too much.
Well, when you win a Stanley Cup final, you have the longest season. Like, other NHL teams, they can't wait. You know, Toronto's like, this is too long. Like, we just had a parade. My balcony just dried off from the rain at the parade.
Bro, the Stanley Cup continues to make the rounds across South Florida. I saw Adam Beasley post some pictures at a golf course with the Stanley Cup. Who else did I see at like a random restaurant posting
Ethan
with the
Skolnick and OJ McDuffie?
Right.
Were with the cup. Where were they? I can't remember. But yeah, was that like a Fort Lauderdale restaurant?
Oh, it's somewhere in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Because
if Ethan was there, yeah.
If Ethan Skolnick was there. Yeah, I saw that
picture.
If you
look closely, you can see Shandell in the back.
I saw that picture. I'm like, the hell? The cup is still making the rounds. And then I saw Bees post a picture as well. We're the only two bozos that haven't gotten a picture with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, now that you say that, like, we're the biggest Panther supporters. I mean, we're there for the clinching game. You know, remember we were there?
I was there. I remember you being there as well. I was for sure there.
And then, we left right before it started because we wanted to beat traffic.
Huh.
But, like, we're huge supporters. Why hasn't the Cup come to see us?
I think we were still
tomorrow
at the arena for tomorrow. Puck drop, though.
Mike Cuno is going to join us tomorrow, and he's going to eat the Taco Bell Baja Blast Gelato out of the Stanley Cup. Más o menos the Stanley Cup.
I'm going to get that gelato, I think, tonight. I think that's like my NFL.
Cuno is joining us tomorrow. He's in. He's going to join us at 2:30. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. And I said, have the gelato with you. And he just wrote to me, that's a deal breaker.
But he's down.
He'll do it. We'll pressure him.
I think that's what I'm getting tonight. Football season starts tonight. Instead of ordering in pizza, I'm going to go get
not a bad call.
Taco Bell, cheesy gordita call. Crunch. Maybe like a beefy burrito.
And oh, then, not a bad call.
And then the new Baja Blast gelato from Taco Bell. I'm in. What's your what's your plans for tonight? You doing like wings?
Yeah, I don't know. We do have a couple of Chicago pizzas in the freezer. We've been eating pretty well. Yeah, remember when I came back from the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, you were huge.
So I gained 700 pounds this summer on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And so
you're the
opposite
of Ozempic.
I was running a reverse Ozempic on the Jersey Shore. So we've been eating pretty well for, a month and a half now. But I feel like tonight, one of those nights where I gotta, just kind of go wild. Well, before we left for the Jersey Shore, my cousin sent me six deep dish pizzas.
Jeez.
From Lou Malnati's. Six. So we had one before we left. And then the people who watched Rocky, our cat, while we were gone, I left them a note, like, deep dish pizzas in the freezer, take one. And then I think we gave another one away, but they've been sitting there for a while. And I think I might fire up the deep dish tonight.
You sent me one of those. Those things are fire. They happen to
be
really good. Yeah,
they're good.
The chocolate cake, not so much, but the deep dish pizza.
You can play that in the next segment if you want. Banger.
No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
All right.
Los Marlins, they're in action tonight. They'll play the Phillies. Best team in the NL, or second best record in the NL, but they lead our division, the NL East. That is tonight, 6:40 p.m. at Lone Depot Park. They won last night against the Nationals 4-3.
All right.
Hey, Hawk, so speaking of fast food, McDonald's, they're revamping, and I know you were kind of driven into a frenzy yesterday regarding fast food places and dessert.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just going to kind of set you off the edge, I think. McDonald's is revamping the McFlurry. Remember the spoon, the big hollow plastic spoon that they used to serve the McFlurry with? You remember that?
So, I'll give you a shocking admission. I've never had a McFlurry.
What?
I've never had a McFlurry.
What do you mean you've never had a McFlurry?
Who are you?
I've just never had one.
This is the Godfather all over again. How could you rip McDonald's and fast food places desserts when you've never had the most popular one? What?
I get the idea. It's a Blizzard. I've had a Blizzard before. Like, I get the idea.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. Here's why I've never had a McFlurry. I don't really eat inside McDonald's. I did when DJ was a kid. But why would I ever eat at a McDonald's? And if I go somewhere to get food, very rarely, I don't think three times in a year would I ever bring home McDonald's. I wouldn't get dessert because dessert doesn't travel well. So there's just no scenario where I would ever have a McFlurry. And then if I'm going to get an ice, you know, we live in downtown Boca. So if I want an ice cream, I walk downstairs to Brendy's or something. Like there's just no scenario where I would ever have a McFlurry.
Nobody I know with McDonald's more than you. And that's arguably their most popular menu item. Literally, like, it sounds crazy, but the McFlurry might be their most popular menu item, and you've never had one.
Never had one. Because if I want a cutesy ice cream, there's a Dairy Queen on Federal in Pompano Beach that's like an old-fashioned Dairy Queen, and you order at the window, and they have the outdoor seating, and it feels like you're at, you know, just a almost like a Jersey Shore ice cream place. And so if I'm in the mood for a blizzard, which is what a McFlurry is, well, that's where I'm going. So that's no joke. I have never, ever. Oh, I take it back. I had the Grandma McFlurry.
You did. Yes, you did.
I take it back. Yes, I have had a McFlurry because they introduced a couple months ago the Grandma McFlurry, and it was with butterscotch, which I happen to love. And I did stop at McDonald's. I have had a McFlurry.
I do remember that now. And did you like it?
Yeah, it's a blizzard.
Well, they're revamping it. Len just walked. Len, have you ever had a McFlurry?
Yeah.
No chance.
Hawk has only had one McFlurry his entire life.
Yeah, but the ice cream machine never works, so that's probably why.
Yeah, that's a good point. The ice cream machine never works. That is a good point.
That should have been my answer.
Yeah. Well, they're revamping it for all of us McFlurry lifers. A year ago, they went away with that big plastic spoon.
But when do you get one? When you say McFlurry lifers? Like, when do you get a McFlurry?
Oh, I haven't had one in probably over a decade.
I don't think anyone gets McFlurries.
No, they happen to be fire. The Oreo McFlurry, the M&M's McFlurry happen
to
be fire.
When do you get one?
When I go to McDonald's, Hawk.
But you go to McDonald's, you sit there and eat, and then you get dessert?
No, I live across.
You take the McFlurry home?
There isn't a person in the United States that isn't within 5 minutes driving of a McDonald's. Like, we have 10.
The McFlurry sits there while you're eating your dinner, though.
Right, but Hawk, it's frozen. It's an ice cream. It doesn't melt
right,
in 10 minutes.
Right, but anything frozen melts.
Not in 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, stop wolfing down your meal like that.
I eat quick.
Well, no wonder you're running the bathroom constantly.
They're going away from like the plastic dome-shaped top, kind of like what you would get when you go to 7-Eleven and you pour yourself an icy. They're going away with that, and they're rebranding the packaging that the McFlurry's coming in. They're going to serve it to you now in a cardboard box. I saw the pictures. It looks.
Stop it.
You know the cardboard boxes, Hawk, that the popcorn chicken comes in at Publix? You know what I'm talking about? Like these.
Yeah,
like
it's
tall,
not a box, though. Like a cylinder.
I guess, yeah, okay, a cardboard cylinder. That's what the McFlurries are going to come in now.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. They're also implementing a mini McFlurry. My guess is to compete with the $1 Frosty that Wendy's has on their menu right now.
I am looking at it. I'm looking at the new packaging. Huh. Yeah, it's not going to be as good.
It's not. Anyways.
But it's more sustainable.
Yes, it is more sustainable.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mike Cuno is very happy. It's not. Correct. Yeah. It's not plastic.
Yeah. Huh. Well, maybe I'll start eating them now.
The only thing I can think of is Len walked in here the day football is back, and we just spent 8 minutes on McFlurries.
And then he just left. he just left to go get a McFlurry.
Your weather from the Demesmond & Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. It's around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
We are back, baby.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is almost like a public service reminder. I hope you have the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone. It is underway tonight, baby. I mean, for real. You just learned the Ravens getting 2.5 tonight. 2.5 from KC. I'm telling you, Hard Rock Bet, it'll make football season that much more fun. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal sports book, and it's very easy to sign up. You do it in a couple of minutes. Deposits and withdrawals can be made quickly via PayPal, Venmo, credit cards. All you have to do to get started, download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store, Google Play Store, or online at hardrock.bet. And I remind you every day, if you've never gambled on sports before, you will get the hang of it very quickly because the app is clean and straightforward and easy to use. You can bet from anywhere in the state of Florida. Straight bets, parlays, teasers, live bets, however you want to bet. And if you try Hard Rock Bet now, you get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't win. That's super easy. So make your first bet. Maybe it's tonight. If you've never played before, you can make it a parlay tonight. Maybe you want to do the Derrick Henry prop. Maybe you want to make an over-under, whatever you want. If you don't win the amount that you bet, up to $100, you will get back as a bonus bet in your account. So it's a risk-free first bet. Have a little fun with us this football season. Download the Hard Rock Bet app now. I love that thing. You will hear the game tonight here, by the way, on 560 WQAM. I know fantasy football players are all about it as it gets underway. Fantasy football reports on 560 WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason, known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. Now, I know you're into fantasy football. Solana, you've got several teams, right? Jimmy's got a fantasy football team. Oh, did you have the 560 league draft yesterday?
Yeah, our Odyssey draft was last night, 8 p.m., 14 league members this year, which is an uptick from last year. Normally it's 12. 14's a lot. It's a big league, Hawk. It makes it much more difficult to draft. And how about this? All 14 members were there to draft. Everybody signed on at the right time. Everybody drafted their entire team. No auto picking this year. That's a big deal for us here.
What number did you pick?
I had the third pick overall.
Who'd you take?
Brother. You know what Kevin Harlan's going to be saying this Sunday when he's calling the Dolphins?
Touchdown Hill.
He's got Hill. And I'm going to be watching my numbers go up because I got Tyreek Hill with the third pick.
Jimmy, are you in the Odyssey League?
Yes, I am.
What number pick did you have?
I had number 13.
Ooh, that's a low number. Who'd you get?
I got Garrett Wilson from the Jets.
Bum.
Turncoat.
Yeah, Jimmy's team is trash, Hawk. That's all you need to know. Jimmy's team is trash.
Yeah, but then after that, I got Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, well, that seems like a pretty good pick.
It's not.
I saw on Yahoo Sports, they had like biggest boom and bust players for 2024 for fantasy. Boom candidates, Isaiah Likely from the Ravens, Jalen Wright from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Anybody take him?
Yeah, somebody definitely took him. I don't know who. That's a sleeper pick. And especially since we're in Miami. Like, normally he'll fall to the 7th or 8th round. You take a flyer on him, right? Like how people did with Achan last year. But in our league and in leagues in South Florida, everybody knows Jalen Wright. He's not a sleeper. Like, all of us are expecting him to have a breakout year. So, people...
How many carries could he get?
Maybe not that many carries, but Hawk.
Right. So, like, I don't know enough about fantasy football to.
It doesn't
seem like it. Like, don't you need someone who has the ball a lot?
Well, no, you just need somebody who's going to get touches. So maybe he's not getting the ball handed off to him a lot. But last year, they used Achan out of the slot. How we talked about it yesterday, those jet sweeps. Like, Jalen Wright has all those same capabilities where he could just be somebody who's catching screen passes and taking them for 50 yards. Also, Achan, he wasn't really healthy that often last year. He got banged up a lot. If the same thing happens this year, guess who's filling in for him? Jalen Wright and Raheem Mostert. I'm not trying to speak anything into existence, but it's not, you know, impossible that somebody of his age who had as many carries as he did last year won't have to miss some time this year, you know, just based on wear and tear. So everybody's expecting Jalen Wright to kind of, at some point, find his footing within this offense.
Well, he's a possible sleeper on Yahoo. So is Justin Fields. So is Malik Nabers. Isn't that Crowder's guy?
Yeah, Crowder told me, hey, trust me, you want to win your league, draft Malik Nabers.
And then they say on Yahoo, some fantasy bust candidates, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Adams, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Travis Kelce. I mean, I guess you take Aaron Rodgers or Travis Kelce. I mean, those guys are getting older too.
Yeah, all the old guys. All the old guys, they expect to see a drop in production.
Makes sense. What's your fantasy team name on the Odyssey League? Anything cutesy?
Henny Given Sunday.
Still? You've been doing that for years, huh?
That's my team name. I'm sticking to it, man. Henny Given
Jimmy?
Sunday.
What about you?
Same name, Jimothy's Menthols.
Jimothy's Menthols. Love that. You should be stretchy. Into the stretchy.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Speaking of food and tonight, go to Solana's Twitter account. He posted a screenshot of the text exchange he had with his fiance. I absolutely love Solana because he is a young me. Although I'm still this way at 54 years old, but he's texting. You could see the entire screenshot on it. It's Alex M. Solana on Twitter, but his lovely fiance Valentina, she's so nice and so sweet and tries to play along, you know, with his love of sports. She doesn't like sports much at all, right? She likes you. And so you guys have shared interests because, you know, you guys are engaged.
Right. Like, she's a trooper. You know, she'll watch Heat games.
Yeah, she's a trooper.
Because she knows I work Heat
games.
She
loves going to the games. Like, she doesn't hate sports. She just doesn't know it or love it the way that you do. She didn't grow up, you know, my wife grew up rooting for the Eagles.
Right.
You know, her dad didn't have any sons. You know, my father-in-law. So Lori went to the Eagles games and the Phillies games. And, you know, like, so she's been into sports and been rooting for teams her entire life. Valentina's not been that way.
Other than soccer, her parents are Colombian and Venezuelan, so they love soccer. Other than soccer, like if she wasn't engaged to me or dating me for the past couple of years, she would have no idea that football season was starting this weekend, that the Canes played the Gators last week when I had all my friends over to watch the game. Like, she just would have no interest or any idea that those things were happening.
So Solana texts her, hey, football's back tonight, 8:20, blah, blah, blah. And then Solana on the text suggests Taco Bell, pizza, wings, burgers. And Valentina says, geez. And then Solana responds with, anything but the chicken you cooked last night. What a great response.
Yeah.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Something to watch for. According to Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel, Dolphins-Jags on Sunday. Chris Perkins writes, protect Tua. This is job number one for the Dolphins offensive line. The biggest matchups to watch are Jacksonville defensive ends, Josh Hines-Allen, a Pro Bowl selection, and Trayvon Walker versus Dolphins offensive tackles, Teron Armstead, a Pro Bowl selection, and Austin Jackson, respectively. But also keep an eye on defensive lineman Arik Armstead, who helped San Francisco get to the Super Bowl last season. He'll be outside on rundowns and inside on pass downs. Protect Tua at all costs. Everything you're planning this season revolves around Tua being healthy. He talked about being able to get the ball out quickly. You can't get the ball out quickly if you're not out there. So protect Tua at all costs. Chris Perkins also says one of the keys, pressure Trevor Lawrence. Ideally, the pressure on Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence comes from edge rushers Emmanuel Ogba, Chop Robinson, Jalen Phillips, Mo Kamara, and Quinton Bell. There also should be some push from the inside, led by defensive linemen Zach Sealer and Calais Campbell. One of the other keys Perk has, show offensive diversity. Another is produce turnovers. And finally, run a smooth operation. And it makes me think of the Hurricanes on Saturday, who ran the smoothest operation you ever could against Florida. Perk writes, this applies to mostly the coaches and sideline operations. It includes things such as getting the play to the quarterback quickly and winning those red flag challenges that the Dolphins always seem to lose. There's a lot to get done. That seems so simple, but he's so right on with that.
Yeah, because like if we're going to have any serious gripe with McDaniel over his first 2 years here in Miami, outside of not winning a playoff game, other than that, I'm talking about like game management, game coaching, in-game stuff. It's the fact that at times the Dolphins don't know or aren't all on the same page with what play is being called, and he's really bad at challenging plays. Like, he is not good at challenging plays. So you don't want that week one. Hawk, you said it. You want to see this offense pick up where they left off last year. You want to see them clicking. You don't want like some sort of grace period to get guys healthy, and then can you incorporate Jalen Wright and A-Chan and Mostert all at the same? Like, you don't want to see that. You want to see it smooth.
So what did you guys decide on for tonight, you and Valentina?
So she hasn't texted me back yet.
Well, sounds like definitely not the chicken that she made last night. What was the chicken that she made last night?
So we have this new contraption at my house. They call these things, you ever heard of this? A pressure cooker. You ever heard of this, Hawk?
You know, I have heard of it, but I don't know. What does a pressure cooker do? Is it a fryer?
No, I don't know. It cooks chicken. It cooks anything, but it cooks chicken apparently using pressure. I realize.
Is there heat involved?
Yeah, I think there is. I plug it into the wall. And
does it look like a crock pot or something?
I think it is a crock pot. I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. All I know is we've been eating a lot of chicken in this pressure cooker lately. Mm. That's being prepared in this pressure cooker.
I'm guessing that's a healthy way to prepare chicken.
It's a healthy way to prepare chicken. And it does come out like very juicy, and you can kind of like split it apart almost. So you can have like shredded chicken, and then can get cutesy with the way that you use the chicken. So you can cook a lot early in the week, and then you can do like tacos one night.
Right. You can do the chicken quesadillas.
Right, right.
Put it right on a salad.
Right. Or you can just have shredded chicken on a plate with leftover fried rice like we had last night. And
yeah.
I'm not too interested in 4-day-old shredded chicken anymore. I got to be honest, day one of the NFL season, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I got to figure out what I'm doing. What are you doing, Jimmy? What's on the menu at the Garcia household?
I'm going to watch the game.
Well, I know that. What's on the menu?
What's on the menu? On the menu? I have no idea.
I love that he doesn't pay attention to
at all, house. Man. At all.
I know you're watching the game. This guy doesn't miss a game on anything. Like, he will Jimmy will be glued to the television at 6:40 when the Marlins start playing baseball, right? You always have sports on.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. This dude watches sports, period. And wrestling. Wrestling, if you consider that sports. You don't watch any, like, you watch any shows? Like, do you watch, you know, like, do you stream any series or anything?
I watch shows. I mean, I haven't watched the new season of The Bear yet, so that's...
It's good. Not as good as season two, but it's good.
Yeah, I gotta check
that. You're a sports guy. He loves his sports.
I also watch like a docuseries called Welcome to Wrexham.
That's about sports, though.
Yes,
that's the that happens to be a very good docuseries.
It's the soccer,
told me about
thing,
it.
Yeah.
Right, that's the Ryan Reynolds team, right?
Yes,
right. Yeah, revitalized that whole operation. Yeah, I'm a big London guy. Going to England.
Ah, yeah. You definitely anyway. Are. Yeah.
You 5 sound o'clock, like funky. You're from London, eh?
Stepped on DBJ there. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Whatever you do tonight, to be quite honest, you should have a Funky Buddha. You're watching the game. You have a Funky Buddha. You have, you know, anything but Valentina's chicken. And you just have the time of your life. Maybe the Funky Buddha would make her chicken taste better.
You know what? It's worth a try at this point. Anything's worth a try.
You just text her. You go, listen, you can make that chicken again, but I got to get hammered.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.